Good morning, I'm Natalie with KQNK. Today is Monday, December 19th. Currently, with mostly cloudy skies, it is 21 degrees. The humidity is 81%. The wind speed is north at 6 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.03. The dew point is 16 degrees, and the wind chill is 13 degrees. It's 8:04 and time for Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jen Austin. You've heard the bells for the Red Kettle campaign with the Salvation Army this season, and they have a winner in Garden City. J.P. Bizet explains.
The winner between the Garden City Police and Fire Departments, or Blue versus Red, Red Kettle Ring-Off, is Team Blue. While its winning streak continues over its brothers and sisters in Red, the real champion is the Salvation Army in Garden City. With the citizen support, first responders raised a total of over $3,700 on Saturday.
Thanks, JP. Three Kansas counties have risen above the national average when it comes to wage changes. The U.S. Bureau of Labor and Statistics released its second quarter report showing trends in county employment and wages. In all four of the largest Kansas counties, Wyandotte, Sedgwick, Johnson, and Shawnee displayed average weekly wage gains from the second quarter of 2021 to the second quarter of this year. Sedgwick, Shawnee, and Wyandotte counties all experienced wage gains above the national average, with the largest in Sedgwick and the lowest of the four counties in Johnson. This is Kansas Information Network News.
Steel outdoor power tools may be hard to wrap, but once they get opened, you'll see why steel is so easy to give. Find the right gift this year with battery power made by Steel. From mowers and blowers to trimmers and chainsaws, our AK homeowner system of battery tools starts at just $199.99. Shop now by visiting your local Steel dealer or going to steelusa.com/gift guide. Real Steel. Find yours. All prices MSRP available at participating dealers while supplies last.
This is your captain. We are going to be experiencing some slight turbulence. Please fasten your... Oh, hold on. Just got a video of my cat.
Imagine the pilot of an airplane was as confident as you are texting and driving. Seems kind of crazy when you put it like that.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. Preliminary estimates reported by the Labor Market Information Services Division of the Kansas Department of Labor and the Bureau of Labor Statistics showed a seasonally adjusted unemployment rate of 2.8% in November. And this was unchanged from 2.8% in October and unchanged from 2.8% in November 2021. In Northwest Kansas, more than a dozen counties reported jobless rates below 1%, with Norton County at 1.8%. Seasonally adjusted job estimates for Kansas indicate total non-farm payroll employment increased by 400 from October, and total non-farm includes private sector and government employers. Private sector jobs decreased by 1,000 over the month, while government increased by 600. Labor economist Emil Dorkson said total non-farm job estimates for Kansas indicate a small decline over the month in November. However, due to strong growth in October and gains earlier this year, current estimates are 2.7% higher than last November. Since November 2021, Kansas's seasonally adjusted total non-farm jobs have increased by 36,700, and this change is due to an increase of 34,600 private sector jobs and an increase of 2,100 government jobs. The number of K-12 students in Kansas classified as chronically absent from school surged to 24.5% during the 2021-2022 academic year, as educators emerge from the depths of the COVID-19 pandemic. The portion of Kansas students who missed more than 10% of school days, excused or unexcused, had ballooned from 13.7% in 2017-2018 to 24.5% last year. Education officials and consultants said the danger in terms of student learning was the compounding influence of absences, because a student missing one or two days each month, starting in kindergarten, could end up skipping the equivalent of 1 year of school by 12th grade. The definition of an absence was left to local school districts in Kansas, but federal guidelines urged districts to count as present a student in school more than half the day. Jim McNeese, a Kansas State Board of Education member from Wichita, said Tuesday that he found during his 39 years as a teacher, coach, and principal in Kansas public and private schools that students with profound attendance issues often were grappling with a set of unique challenges. Jane Groff, the executive director of the Kansas Parent Information Resource Center, said the trend among Kansas students missing significant amounts of school had placed districts on alert, as districts and schools are looking at this issue much more. She said lack of transportation, depression, and trauma were barriers to regular attendance in school, along with issues with student engagement and past negative school experiences, including bullying. A former Ellis County District Court administrator who was charged with identity fraud after allegedly using electronic signatures to sign performance evaluations has entered into a diversion agreement, and the diversion agreement was registered on December 5th. Amanda Truen was charged in June with 9 felony counts of identity fraud that were discovered during an Office of Judicial Administration audit in October of 2021. Truen is no longer an employee of the Judicial District. An affidavit in the case said employees were not aware, nor did they authorize the submission of the evaluations or the use of their electronic signatures on the evaluations. Kayla Acosta, who became the Ellis County District Court Clerk in May of 2021, told investigators she did not recall having an evaluation since 2018. The employee evaluations are used as performance indicators for each employee by the Office of Judicial Administration. The employee's evaluation has a direct effect on the employee's job and whether the employee would receive any type of wage enhancements or promotions. Each count of identity fraud could have been punishable by up to 23 months in prison and/or up to a $100,000 fine. Truen had been on bond waiting for the resolution of the case. In Nebraska news, officials said 35-year-old Josiah Negley of Holdridge was sentenced to 10 years in prison for conspiracy to distribute and possession with intent to distribute 500 grams or more of methamphetamine. On March 30th of 2019, law enforcement obtained a search warrant for a building in Kearney, and they said Negley was inside during the search, which turned up 117 grams of methamphetamine. Negley's co-defendants admitted that they had all gone to Colorado to get pounds of methamphetamine to bring back to Kearney to distribute. Co-defendant Rodney Randolph has pled guilty and is scheduled to be sentenced on Wednesday, and the other suspect, Nicole Peterson, was sentenced to 10 years in prison for the same charge back in May. Federal officials said a Wallace man, 27-year-old Wesley Cassidy, was sentenced to 4 years and 2 months in federal prison for armed bank robbery. Authorities reported that police were called to Flatwater Bank in Gothenburg on August 19th of last year as Cassidy had entered the bank with a knife and demanded money. The teller gave Cassidy money, who then left the bank, and he was apprehended a short time later, admitting to robbing the bank. After he was released from prison, officials said he will have 5 years of supervised release. The Nebraska Department of Correctional Services reported that Keith Duckett, an inmate from the Community Correction Center Lincoln, went to his job but didn't return on Friday. 26-year-old Duckett is a black man with brown hair and brown eyes. He stands 5 feet 7 inches tall and weighs 180 pounds. If you know where he might be, you should call local police or the Nebraska State Patrol. Duckett was sentenced in Douglas County for charges including third-degree domestic assault, theft, and possession of a deadly weapon by a prohibited person. He began his sentence of 4 to 10 years in April 2021, and he had a parole hearing scheduled for February with a tentative release date of November 21st of 2025. The prison in Lincoln is one of 2 community custody facilities in the state correctional system, and in community custody, inmates can go to work, school, or religious services with prior approval. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
Driving while impaired can be a deadly decision, and that's why the Kansas Department of Transportation and law enforcement agencies across the state want to remind all drivers to drive sober or get pulled over this holiday season. Enforcement on this law occurs all year long, but officers will be especially focused as of December 16th to January 1st to remove impaired drivers from Kansas roads. Kansas Highway Patrol Lieutenant Candace Breshears said as friends and families gather across the state, the Kansas Highway Patrol will be there to help you be safe, and there will be extra patrols throughout the holidays. She asks everyone to please do their part so everyone makes it to their destination safely by always celebrating responsibly and have a plan in place for a designated driver or utilize a rideshare service. And always buckle up and put the distractions away so you can focus on driving safely. According to the Kansas Department of Transportation, there were 18 people killed and more than 700 injured from over 2,000 crashes during December 16th of 2021 to January 1st of 2022. And in addition, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration reported that across the United States, one person was killed in an impaired driving crash every 45 minutes in 2020. Kansas Department of Transportation Behavioral Safety Manager Gary Herman said the holidays are a special time of year and they want everyone to safely enjoy the season. So this enforcement period will allow them to get the message out that impaired driving is illegal and it takes lives. Those caught driving impaired could face jail time, lose their driver's license and or vehicle, and pay up to $10,000 in attorney's fees, fines, higher insurance rates, and lost wages. There are safe alternatives to driving impaired. Designate a sober driver, use a ride service, call a taxi or sober friend, or just stay home if your plans include drinking. Take the keys away and make a plan to get friends home safely and contact local law enforcement if a suspected impaired driver is seen. The Drive Sober or Get Pulled Over campaign is funded by federal traffic safety funds administered by the Kansas Department of Transportation. And for more information on traveling safely this holiday season, you can visit ktsro.org. The cold weather rule, designed to help Kansans who are behind on their utility payments avoid disconnection during the winter months, began November 1st and will remain in effect through March 31st. With energy costs expected to rise this winter, the protections offered by the cold weather rule could be more critical than ever in keeping individuals and families safe and connected. According to the U.S. Energy Information Administration, Midwest households heating with natural gas could see their bills increase by 33%. And those using electric heat could pay 8% more. If the weather is colder than expected, those numbers could be higher. While the cold weather rule is in effect, utility companies cannot disconnect a customer service when the local temperatures are forecast to drop below 35 degrees within the following 48-hour period. The Kansas Corporation Commission, the agency that regulates public utilities in the state, implemented the rule in 1983 to prevent utility companies from disconnecting a customer's natural gas or electric service during periods of extreme cold. The cold weather rule also requires utility companies to offer a 12-month payment plan to allow consumers to maintain or reestablish service. And any residential customer with a past due balance will qualify for payment arrangements. However, it is the customer's responsibility to contact their gas or electric company to make those arrangements. The cold weather rule applies only to residential customers of electric, natural gas, and water utility companies who are under the KCC's jurisdiction. However, many municipal utilities and cooperatives have similar winter weather policies. Information about the cold weather rule is available on the Commission's website, and Kansans can also contact their local utility company or the KCC's Office of Public Affairs and Consumer Protection at 800-662-0027. Information on what to expect in terms of energy costs this winter is available on the KCC's website at kcc.ks.gov. The Kansas Department of Transportation wants to remind drivers that the reopening of K-123 in Decatur and Sheridan counties has been delayed. The reconstruction project was originally scheduled to be complete by the end of November, but will require additional time due to construction setbacks and impending winter weather. The road is now expected to be reopened in late spring 2023. Motorists are advised to continue using the signed detour on K-23, K-223, and K-383. And for more information, you can contact the Kansas Department of Transportation Area Engineer, Eric Oschlager, at 785-443-1266. The Norton County Hospital would like to remind the public of their upcoming closings for the holiday season. the Norton Medical Clinic and the Norton County Hospital business and administrative offices will be closed on Monday, December 26th in observance of Christmas and Monday, January 2nd in observance of New Year's Day. There will be no Saturday clinics at the Norton Medical Clinic on December 24th and December 31st. You need to plan your appointments, prescription fills, and consultations with the clinic staff accordingly, and patients can contact the Norton Medical Clinic at 785-877-3305. The Norton County Hospital's Emergency Department can assist patients in need at any time, and as always, in emergency situations, please call 911. More information on the hospital can be found on their website at ntcohosp.com or their Facebook page at facebook.com/NortonCountyHOSP. Your menu today for Northern Valley Schools, for lunch you'll have cheese, chowder, bread, vegetable, and fruit. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, Farmers Helping Farmers to Succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today should be partly sunny, then gradually becoming sunny with a high near 31 and a north wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour. For tonight, it should be mostly clear with a low around 1 and a north wind around 5 miles per hour. On Tuesday, it should be mostly sunny with a high near 27, and on Tuesday night, some increasing clouds with a low around 5. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock them out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'Em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Wednesday, there is a chance of snow and freezing rain. Otherwise, mostly cloudy with a high near 24, and the chance of precipitation Wednesday is 30%. On Thursday, there's a 20% chance of snow showers before noon and widespread blowing snow, mainly before 4 p.m. It should be partly sunny on Thursday and cold with a high near minus 2 and windy. On Friday, it should be sunny and cold with a high near 10. On Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 21. And on Sunday, Christmas Day, it should be mostly sunny with a high near 40. Currently, with mostly cloudy skies, it is 21 degrees. The humidity is 81%. The wind speed is north at 6 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.03. The dew point is 16 degrees. And the current wind chill is 13 degrees. Your weather has been brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 822.
My name is Shane Myers, and I'm an asparagus and onion producer in Idaho and Oregon. I had to throw out 130,000 pounds of asparagus when I couldn't get the workers I needed for harvest. Our farm workforce shortage puts our national food security at risk and raises food prices for American families. Food security is national security. A nation that can't feed itself isn't secure. Tell your senators to pass a Senate version of the Farm Workforce Modernization Act before they go home for Christmas.
Paid for by the American Business Immigration Coalition Action. For more information on taking action, go to abicaction.org.
Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Don't skip Christmas, skip your loan payment. United Northwest Federal Credit Union understands that times are tough, which is why we are offering a holiday skip-a-pay opportunity. For only $40, you can skip your December loan payment and have a little extra money in your pocket. Exclusions may apply. For more information or to apply, stop in or call us at 785-877-5191. UNWFCU is an equal housing lender and NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I am Fulton Caster. The Kansas City Chiefs got yet another stressful win. This time they defeated the Houston Texans 30-24 in overtime on Sunday afternoon. And in the process, they have won their seventh consecutive AFC West division title. And speaking after the game, quarterback Patrick Mahomes discussed winning the AFC West for yet another year. And what overall are the changing goals for this team every single year they come together?
Yeah, I mean, when you start, I say it all the time, when we start every single season, the first thing we get told when we first walk in is, let's win the AFC West. That's our first goal, to come in and win the AFC West. We believe it's always a tough division, and obviously with the players they got in the offseason, it was even tougher. And we accomplished our first goal. And so our next goal is to try to establish home field advantage. It's not in our hands, but we can do our best to be ready in case we get that opportunity, and to win the Super Bowl. So we just kind of continue to get better and better. I mean, obviously we have a lot to learn from this game, but we have to continue to get better as a team, so when we go into the playoffs, we're ready to go to try to make a run.
KIN Sports, I'm Fulton Caster.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Want to remain healthy this fall and through the holidays? Norton County Hospital encourages you to prepare now for the flu. Influenza is a respiratory virus that can strike suddenly and last several days. Symptoms include a fever, sore throat, cough, headache, runny or stuffy nose, chills, muscle aches, and fatigue. Anyone 6 months and older should get the vaccine, whether that's through our clinic, your local health department, or another health entity. Norton County Hospital is on your team to fight flu and empower health and wellness.
The Ag Weather and Market Report is being brought to you by the Solutions North Bank, with locations in Waukini, Hill City, Bogue, Norton, Stockton, and Lenora. Experts in ag lending, member FDIC.
Remember when you were younger with a vision of your future goals or dreams? Let the lending team at Solutions North Bank help make those goals and dreams a reality. Are you finally ready to expand your farming operation? Maybe you are ready to take the leap and open your own business. No matter what your end vision includes, SNB has the lending tools to help. Stop by and visit with a member of our lending team today. Solutions North Bank. Solutions built on service, stability, and security. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. Right now, let's get a check of the weather.
Good morning. There is quite a bit going on this week. A lot of folks getting ready for Christmas. And at the same time, we're dealing with two winter storm systems. One of those is going to be this morning, the other one Wednesday night into Thursday morning, and that is much more significant. We're already seeing some precipitation make its way to the northeast out of south central Kansas, a mix of rain, freezing rain, sleet, and some snow, and that will likely come to an end by late this morning, so we're not expecting much in the way of accumulation. The bigger storm system is going to be arriving on Wednesday night and Thursday. This could create blizzard conditions with gusty winds up to 40 miles per hour, a significant amount of snow, and wind chills running anywhere from 30 to 40 below zero. In northwestern Kansas today, partly cloudy with a high in the upper 30s. North central Kansas, a chance of drizzle or snow, our high near 40. In northeastern Kansas, a mix of rain and or snow with today's high in the upper 30s. In southwestern Kansas, dry today with a high 42. South central Kansas, a wintry mix with a high in the low to mid 40s. Low 40s in southeast Kansas. I'm meteorologist Dan Holliday.
And as we look at the early calls this morning, first off on the livestock side, of course, we had basically a steady to 50-cent lower trade than we had from the previous week's averages, but still at mostly 155 overall in the market. We'll see what we can get here the last 2 weeks. Maybe holiday shortened, but weather also may play a factor as well, due in part on what we're seeing with the brutally cold temperatures and maybe snowy conditions that we're going to see come into the area. Speaking of which, on the overnight grain side, we see wheat futures steady to a bit lower. Corn futures down 3, soybean futures down 6 to 7 after being as low as 16 to 17 cents lower in the overnight markets. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
We all know clean fields lead to strong yields. That's why ExtendFlex soybeans offer triple tolerance to